The small ferry Lacandy needs renovated crew quarters, upgraded wiring, and a new coat of paint, plus engine and other work. That'll cost nearly $9 million. The mainliner Columbia has to have new engines. That's expected to run around $25 million, and the list goes on. How does it get paid for? Ferry Chief Mike Neusel says a lot of the money comes from the U.S. government.
There is a real potential that our federal funding source will decrease, and we will need to make that up somehow, either through state general funds or changing the amount of maintenance that we do or saving money someplace else.
Neusel says the state gets about $17.5 million each year from the Federal Highway and Transit Agencies. A state match brings it up to about $22 million. Still, other appropriations come our way from Washington, D.C. Congress voted last month to extend highway funding, including marine highways, for another 6 months. And the program's formulas, including ferry set-asides, will remain. But that's expected to change. Alaska's congressional delegation is optimistic, but realistic.
Anything that's been subsidized by federal dollars is under a threat.
Representative Don Young is a member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. He's watching a ferry funding bill being pushed by Washington State Congressman Rick Larson. Young has co-sponsored similar measures in the past.
This time I didn't because I want a better formula for Alaska. And I've told him that. I said, you put my formula in there that we had before, I'd be very supportive of it.
There's also Senate ferry legislation. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich co-sponsored the measure with Washington State's Patty Murray.
As one from the Pacific Northwest, she understands that ferries are not necessarily a luxury. This is not a cruise ship that you're putting your car on. This is our transportation system.
Murray is in a good position to support ferry funding. She chairs the transportation panel of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which assembles highway and ferry budgets. She also co-chairs Congress's Debt Reduction Supercommittee. Begich says the ferry bill may not pass on its own, but it could advance marine transportation.
Making sure we have a piece of legislation out there is critical, so we create kind of a marker that when we get into the highway transportation bill, this is one of the items that needs to be discussed.
The Parnell administration is also watching for funding declines, but it's not sounding the alarm.
The boats will be safe and in good condition to run.
Randy Ruaro is the governor's deputy chief of staff. He says the state may have to chip in more.
In the last several years, we've seen some supplemental requests for maintenance and rehabilitation work, and I think the legislature has approved those on each occasion.
Less federal money would bring more legislative requests. There's about $16 million for ferry terminals in Kodiak and Prince Rupert, $4.5 million for emergency evacuation slides. The list continues. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.